Live from the KGGF studios here on this Tuesday morning, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us as we're joined in studio by the city manager of the city of Coffeyville, Mark Hall. Mark, good morning.
Morning. Always great glad to be here.
Always happy to have you here in studio talking on behalf of your guys' commission meeting as well as anything else coming out of the city of Coffeyville. Well, real quick, though, we had a long, good weekend. Some of us even had Friday off. So did you have a good Friday, pun intended, as well as a good Easter weekend?
Yes, government workers did get off on Friday.
Gotta love it.
We do have holidays, so...
Believe it or not.
Yes.
All right, that's more for you, believe it or not. Man, I actually have a day off. So, great. Did you just spend some time here, or did you go anywhere?
Yes, spent some time here. We've been... city staff's been working on downtown. We've been picking up on weekends and of course, meeting downtown business owners and that. So... it was a good weekend. Weather cooperated. Just enjoyed it.
Yeah, it really was. You know, I was kind of skeptical with the wind, maybe a little storm, but no, I mean, the weather held off. Now, tell me a little about that downtown cleanup thing that you're a part of. Is there still, openings? Is there still parts where people can be a part of this? Or really, just tell me more about what you guys are doing.
City staff met with the Reawakening Group. It is one of those that, as this goes forward, the city made a commitment that we would... pick up trash and maintain things downtown, why this process went on. It's something that we normally did, but we just wanted to reassure them that we will be down there. And so during the week, city staff goes down and picks up and runs the sweeper through, you know, one time a week and does their thing. And then the directors on the weekend, come down. We just take turns and come down and pick up trash. Make sure it's picked up.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And I was going to ask as well, you know, is there ways to people to volunteer? And really, you don't have to. Just grab a hefty trash bag yourself. Head out into an area that you see a lot of litter, a lot of trash, whichever, and doesn't have to be in the downtown area. But, you know, mention how to volunteer. Just pick up a trash bag yourself.
In fact, that we're looking at kickoff for the Coffeyville Pride citywide. It's a cleanup program. It offers 9 different programs, things to do. There's a adopt a block, adopt a neighborhood, all kinds of things. It'll be on the government channel, and it's another way to get involved with the city and helping city employees clean up Coffeyville.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, talking on behalf of this commission meeting tonight, it will be at 6:30. Well, it looks like the Reawakening Group has a little presentation for you guys. Do you think this is probably just a little update on what they're doing?
Yes, that's what it'll be. It'll probably last, I estimate, between 30 to 45 minutes. It'll kind of give the ins and outs, what they're doing and what coincides. We had a special meeting last week. With Gilmore Bell Law Firm out of Wichita, which specializes in public law. And it was in setting up incentives, not tax incentives, through the state, not only for the Reawakening Group, but for other businesses in Coffeyville. So it was a big meeting, a big push forward in lining that up. We engaged them. That's an agreement that we had. And with that agreement, they represent us, but then they can start talking about what kind of state tax incentives are available for different projects. So that was kind of a big move forward.
Yeah, you got to love to see projects like these progressing and, like you had mentioned, moving forward, taking steps in the right direction. And that's pretty exciting. So that means, you know, we've got the right people on our side when we do want to, you know, build something or get involved in something like that. So I love the Reawakening and what they have been doing. So anytime that you can get an update on that, you might want to go in and maybe ask some questions or just get the right information there. So some things on the new business side, but other than that, the agenda looks pretty, like you had mentioned, plain Jane today. Just kind of some simple items to get to, but it does look like they're making an appointment to the Public Library Board tonight.
You bet. And an applicant, Susan Brown, she'll present to the commission. She submitted an application that contained her information, so that'll be for consideration by the commission. There is, I think, one other position available. So if you're wanting to be on the public library board, there will be openings. So any of our boards,
absolutely,
come on down if you have an interest, and we'll see what all we have open.
Yeah, and the boards, and specifically speaking of the public library board, that's kind of the ones that sit down and converse, and they come up with ideas. And is that to kind of like progress the public library? It's not necessarily what the library is doing, because they have their own staff for that. But what really comes into what goes into being a part of a board?
The city commission, basically we oversee the appointment to the board. They do have their own budget, and it's a pass-through to the city. We collect it through property tax, and then it passes to the library, and the director of the library reports to this board. And so they give the library director direction, and also supervise the financial part.
Absolutely. Well, it seems like a great relationship that they have, because the public library that we have here in town of Coffeyville is a great one. I always love to see the little things that they do for the people that come in and out of the library, but then there's also things that you have to do to the library to keep it upkeep, maintenance, yeah, things like that. So very exciting. And as well, like you had mentioned, many other boards to be a part,
yeah,
of within the city other than just the public library. So is there any other ones that you guys are looking for currently, or
well,
are you guys kind of always
open? Well, I think we are looking at the planning and zoning. That is, I believe we have a seat or two open. But there's always, if you want to get involved in public service, please come down and see us. We'll find you a place. We appreciate anybody on our boards,
yeah,
and their knowledge.
Absolutely. So, well, it looks like the next thing on here happens to be with, looks like a work authorization with the same company. Is it Algier Martin and Associates, right?
Yes. There's two resolutions. The first one is to authorize Algier Martin, which is an engineering firm. They will do, which we call AMI. It is one of those that they engineer where our future meters, electric meters and water meters, can talk to each other. It does save us time, and will save us money in the long run. But this first is to, at different points that you set up throughout the city, it's past my knowledge, but basically electronically the meters can talk to each other and come back and give us what a read is with us at a fixed location,
yeah,
instead of actually going out to it.
Okay, so that makes sense. Instead of going from one in particular locations back and forth, recording each and every one, it will be basically on one server.
Press a button and reads them all.
How about that? Yeah, so certainly, in today's day and age with technology advancing, things like that advancing, it's going to be a price to pay for, but in the end, it's going to streamline things, and like you had mentioned, most likely save us some money in the long run.
Yes, so. Yes, it will. And the next item is, and I'm going to say this because we just call it SCADA. There is a true meaning. It's an acronym that Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition System.
Got
so
it.
I just say SCADA.
Much easier.
It's another technology, and you usually get into what it is a system design, to control things. We'll just say assist in the operation of which will be our water plant and our wastewater plant. It's electronically, we monitor it. There's alarms, settings. And it's kind of will be eventually the brain of the water and wastewater department. Of course, we'll have to operate the system.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this main checks levels and monitors things that we would have to run around and do ourselves. And this is another important thing of our system.
Kind of sounds like your gauge meter on your car, you know. It tells you everything that's running currently, and then boom, yeah, there's an issue over here, so a light pops up. So
you got to take it somebody.
Exactly. Got to take and get it fixed instead of having to roam around and do the searching for yourself. So again, talking with the city manager, Mark Hall, this morning on behalf of this commission meeting tonight. Where's it happening? What's time? And again, really, it's open to the public, and these comments are more than welcome. So where's it happening?
You bet. It is at City Hall. It'll be on the second floor. If you need any assistance, if you'll go down to the customer service entrance on the east side of the building, you can come in through there. The door will be open, and you can take the elevator up to the second floor, and the meeting will be held in the commission room. You'll see us there. So it'll be easy to find, but if you're wanting to come in any of the other doors, you just walk up to the second floor and you won't miss us.
Great stuff. That's a commission meeting tonight, as he had mentioned, 6:30 p.m. Mark, thanks so much for checking in. Again, that is city manager of the city of Coffeyville, Mark Hall. Mark, we'll do this in a couple of weeks.
You bet, and always enjoy it.
Absolutely. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.